What do you say we talk some Ducks and Huskies? A big one in Seattle tomorrow night. Our guest does a terrific job covering Washington hoops for the Seattle Times. Online, seattletimes.com. On Twitter, use the handle at Percy Allen. Percy Allen checks in. Percy, always appreciate the time. How's life treating you these days?
Hey, Percy.
Did we lose somebody? You know what? We're going to try this once after that introduction. Percy, you out there?
I'm sorry about that. Boy, that. You know, I heard the first part of that. I was like, wow, is that me? Are you really talking about me? So that's very nice of you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
you're hired.
Yeah, if you're ever looking for some PR, I'm your guy.
10%.
You know, You tweeted out a piece in today's Times by Adam Jude about Will Conroy, who was actually a key member of Lorenzo Romar's first teams that kind of resuscitated the program. He had a quick cup of coffee, I know, in the NBA, and you've known him a long time. What could you tell us about, you know, not only the kind of player he was, but what he's meant as a member of Mike Hopkins' staff, who are now again rebuilding this program?
Yeah, you know, so I can speak to all parts of that. You know, first, Will Conroy, the player, was a walk-on, a local guy, just a dogged type of defender. He was a self-made, you know, I shouldn't say self-made, but, you know, he was someone who really got every bit out of his potential, you know. He wasn't one of these five-star guys or even a four-star guy, you know, but he, you know, he made himself into, as you said, a NBA player. Wasn't in the league for very long, but just the fact that he even made the league really says something, you know, about him and what he was able to do. Now, for just sort of to transition from that, you know, from somebody who had not only great personal success but team success at Washington, and then for him to kind of be that bridge for Mike Hopkins, it, you know, it really gave Hopkins, who was this, you know, Syracuse coach, didn't have much of a name out here. It gave, you know, Hopkins, if you will, some street cred, you know, that, like, immediately he was able to vibe and find a connection with Will Conroy. And then that let a lot of Husky fans think that, well, hey, if Will Conroy is vouching for Mike Hopkins, and if he's going out in the streets and just, you know, like telling people, look, everything's going to be fine, if Will believes that, then that allowed them to believe it. That allowed the recruiting to kind of keep where it was, and that also allowed Washington to keep this team together, especially those seniors. All of those guys were looking to transfer. All of them were, and they only lost one guy from that team, and I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but, you know, he was somebody that they couldn't lose, and they kept the guys that they needed to keep, and we see where they're at now.
You know, I'm curious about that because the four seniors on this roster, they've really seen a lot. I mean, Noah Dickerson, David Crist, Matisse Thybulle, I mean, Dominic Green. They stuck through 9-22, 2-16 in conference, 13-game losing streak, just bad stuff. Now they're going out on top. I mean, how much did it mean for Coach Hopkins, you know, coming into those first 2 years to have these guys around to lead the show for him?
You know, it meant everything. You know, in a weird type of a way, the cupboard wasn't bare from a team that was 9-22.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, that, you know, that kind of sounds weird to even say it out loud. You know, I mean, they only won 9 games, but they had a lot of talent on that team. And, you know, maybe that's just an indictment on Lorenzo Romar and his staff and kind of what was going on that season. But there was talent there. You know, for whatever reasons, that's, you know, that has, you know, that we've gone over ad nauseum, they just weren't able to get talent, you know, I mean, to get wins out of that team. So you've got Hopkins coming in with a veteran group that had been through a lot. Now, they had some success early in their career. You know, I want to say they won 19 games as freshmen, obviously didn't make it to the NCAA tournament, but they won 19 games as freshmen, fell off the cliff as sophomores. And so, you know, so there was still some talent there, but they just needed to go all in the right direction. The best thing that Hopkins did, and, you know, I tell the story and I will be quick about it, was that was that he installed his system, and that's that 2-3 zone, and he got these guys to believe in it, which is no easy thing to do because this was a man-to-man team, and they weren't, you know, accustomed to playing zone defense. But he got them to believe in it. He never wavered from it, and now it is their identity.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to ask you about that because obviously anybody who's been around a while and thinks of Syracuse, they know that legendary 2-3 zone. I actually went back. You wrote about it a year ago, January. If for folks who aren't detail-wise, they were pretty good last year, but they've been noticeably better. Shooting percentage against them, points against. Safe to say, it took root, but it's really taken a year and change to really kind of become entrenched.
Yeah, you know, and that's no surprise because, you know, with anything, that the more you do it, the better you get at it. And so, you know, like that first year, they were just basically, you know, just doing everything that Hopkins told them to do. Now, in year two, they're able to freelance more. You know, like they're, you know, like they're able to in their practices, one, talk to the coaching staff and offer ideas and suggestions. You know, if they do this, should we do this? And we all know this, that it is so much easier to learn when you're teaching. And so now you've got seniors teaching the zone defense to the freshmen. And then that's when they really kind of get it, you know. And so, yeah, you know, this year they've been lights out with it. It is a weapon. It is something that teams have to deal with. It is not, you know, it is not something that Washington does sometimes. It's not their secondary pitch, you know, to steal a phrase from baseball. It is not something that they do to protect a guy who's in foul trouble. No, it is what they do. It's their bread and butter. You're going to see it on every possession. And you've got to figure out what you're going to do about it.
So the Huskies picked to finish third in the league preseason by the media. I'm curious how you felt about them coming into the year with, you know, the talent that they had, defense kind of taking root. Did you see 24-6, 15-2 in conference as a legit possibility?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
Not at all. You know, look, I was like a lot of, you know, a lot of folks. I thought I picked Oregon, you know, to win the whole thing. And, you know, look, I still say if Bobo hadn't gone down, that still could be a strong possibility, you know. And so I think I take Washington maybe second, maybe third, you know. I thought that they would compete for a NCAA tournament berth. I certainly didn't see the Pac-12 being as down as it is this year, so I thought that the league could get about 3 or 4 teams. You know, obviously 4 is not going to happen. We'll see if 3. I mean, I think 3 is still a possibility. 2 looks like the way that it's going to go. But so, look, I thought this Washington team, after winning 21 games last year, I just thought that they would take the natural progression and step forward. And I thought, all right, so 21 wins last year. Let's say, you know, total 23, 24 wins this year. But to be sitting at that number right now, sort of, you know, with one game left in the regular season and then the conference tournament next week and then the NCAA tournament after that, no, I didn't see that.
Talking with Percy Allen, couple final thoughts of the Seattle Times. Much has been made. We've talked about it, the seniors on this team. But the sophomore, Naziah Carter, who came across the country from upstate New York, played right off as a freshman. His stats don't always jump off the page. But, Percy, with his length and athleticism, I mean, how would you describe the important role he plays with this really good team?
You know, he's someone who brings energy off of the bench. You know, he is someone that is capable, and you know, he has done it. That, you know, can score 25 points, and there's not many teams who can say that like they can bring somebody off of their bench that can get you 25. Now, with a lot of bench players who are underclassmen, you know, you don't see that consistency that you would like, but at the same time, you know, to his defense, he doesn't get consistent minutes. And it is really hard to get that when you're dealing with a veteran team, especially going late into the season. You know, Hopkins is like a lot of coaches that as you sort of get sort of late into the season in these tight games, he tends to you know, when things kind of go a little sort of sideways in games, he tends to sort of rely on his guys, you know, his seniors, his starters. And so those bench minutes aren't as consistent, you know, for a guy like Carter that would allow him to, like, have those big games. But, look, I think the future is really bright for him because next year he's going to be the guy. I mean, this is going to be his team.
What do you think the ceiling is here for them? I mean, the team won the conference, but they also don't really have a big non-conference win. Pac-12 viewed from the outside as if it's essentially a mid-major this year. So how far do you think they can go?
You know, well, I think because that the conference is wide open, I think that they can win the conference tournament next week. But I think a handful of teams can win that.
Right.
But, you know, to ask sort of how far that they can go, then that really has me thinking about the NCAA tournament. And then that's just another sort of, you know, sort of road to go down. Like, and that sort of pertains to seeding, that pertains to matchups, sort of goes to where they get sent. But anytime you deal with the NCAA tournament, I think it really comes down to matchups, you know. And so can they win a couple of games in the NCAA tournament? Yes, I think so. Now, the things that I think may give them some problems is that at the end of the day, they play really good defense that travels, and that's going to go anywhere. But will they be able to generate enough points? Washington plays games in the 60s and the 70s. If it's any type of a track meet, they tend to struggle with that. And I think their point guard play could be scary. Last time they played Oregon, the Ducks absolutely killed them with that press defense that they got and that matchup zone that they throw on teams. And Washington had no answer for it. So those types of things can really trip up the Huskies. But at the same time, look, you make it to the tournament, and for teams like Washington, if they get seeded in round 8 or 9, you know, I think that's about right. That first game is a toss-up, and then you play probably the number 1, number 2 seed in that second game, and then that's really tough.
Folks, he's Percy Allen, Seattle Times, online, seattletimes.com, on Twitter, @PercyAllen. Hey, it's always great catching up. You enjoy Vegas, the big dance, and, eventually look forward to chatting again down the road. Hey, really appreciate your time, Percy. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Percy.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.